Orwellian reality control. There are two very broad competing theories about history. One is that history is made up by powerful dudes making pivotal decisions. The other is that history more or less unfolds on its own, and whenever possible, people try to take credit for the good stuff. I tend to believe the second one. It mixes well with the Orwellian idea that whomever controls the past controls the present, and whoever controls the present controls the future. Controlling the past means controlling what happened in the past. Maybe this is because of a first-hand experience I had way back in college. My buddy and I found a flyer for a party, a getting kicked out of our apartment party. We were among the first to get there. The place had already been trashed. We assumed it had been trashed by the occupants or the previous occupants since they'd already gotten kicked out. They had to break the locks to get in. The partygoers came and it was more or less a normal party. People standing around talking, drinking, trying to run game on each other. Zero destruction of property, zero violence. Then the cops came and arrested a bunch of people, including my buddy and I. But then a few days later, I read the article about the event in the paper. A completely different description than what had actually happened. According to the cops and the papers, the partygoers showed up and wrecked this house. But it was already wrecked before any of the partygoers got there. This was a simple single event. This is why they call newspaper articles stories. It's the crafting of the intentions behind the events that turn it from a raw data into a story. This is also how you can control the narrative. And because stories need good guys and bad guys, you get the Orwellian narrative theory that whoever controls the past controls the present. Whoever controls the present controls the future. It would seem that controlling the meaning of events is a very powerful skill to have, a very lucrative skill to have. Most people simply accept whatever narrative is given to them. Why not be the one giving them that narrative? Not to rule the world or to secretly conquer society or anything, but to control the meaning of events that happen to you on a regular basis. This will allow you to emit a very powerful, very subtle, very attractive aura of being in control of your life and everything that happens in your life, compared to most folks who wander around aimlessly waiting to be told what to do. Control the meaning. Control everything. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.